Rugby union star Israel Folau has chosen to go head-to-head with his bosses over free speech. He announced today that he will appeal against a decision by Rugby Australia to sack him over comments he made on social media last week, saying hell awaits homosexuals. The comment followed similar remarks the fullback made last year on social media, and it led Rugby Australia and the New South Wales Rugby Association to announce they will be terminating his contract. Folau says his comments are deeply held and stem from his religious beliefs. So is this a matter of free speech being stifled or hate speech being challenged? Catherine Gelber is a professor of public policy at the University of Queensland and an expert in free speech and public discourse.
From what has been reported, it looks as though what he's trying to say is that his defence is a free speech defence, that according to principles of free speech, he should have the right to say what he likes under his own personal account without his job being put at risk. On the other hand, his employer does have a policy that he knows about and was warned about and that he's been told about on many occasions previously. On this occasion, it looks like the employer's policy is not an overreach. He's a very prominent member of the game. When he speaks, he is perceived to be speaking on behalf of the game, and it looks like it would not be unreasonable for his employer in this instance to draw a line and say when he engages in the kind of speech that can harm both the game and can harm vulnerable members of the community, that that's not okay. So I think that he hasn't got very many grounds for appeal, but I think that he's trying to run a free speech argument.
Does his commitment to his religion make any difference? That's the source, he says, of his views and comments, and that's his overriding priority. Is that a special matter for him?
Well, that's a very interesting issue. And in fact, in recent months in Australia, the issue of religious freedom has been pitched as an issue of free speech. We saw that in the same-sex marriage debate, where opponents of marriage equality said that marriage equality would suppress their free speech because they wouldn't be able to express their views anymore. Free speech, like any right, human right, carries with it a commensurate responsibility. And in the case of free speech, the responsibility that carries with the right to free speech is the responsibility not to harm others with your speech. So while Israel Folau is entirely entitled to his own personal views and to his religious views, when he expresses those views in public and as a member, a very prominent member of the sporting community and a role model for young people, he has to be careful to exercise his right of free speech and his right to express his religious views in ways that don't harm others. So nobody is saying that Israel Folau is not allowed to have these views. The question is how he expresses them.
I mean, he has said in the past, when he's talked about not supporting gay marriage indeed, he has insisted that he has, and I quote, love and respect for all people, for who they are and for their opinions. Does that stack up?
Well, it doesn't really. And in fact, he's not the only person who holds those views on religious grounds to then say, well, I don't love the behaviour, but I love the person. And so therefore, I love everybody and therefore I'm not harming anybody. That actually is an argument that's quite commonly used. But no, it doesn't stack up, because the way he has said it, he has said that there is absolutely no way in his worldview that homosexuals can be full and valid and dignified and equal members of the community, because they're going to hell. And the only way that that won't happen is if they stop being who they are. So he's actually denying the right of homosexuals to exist in his worldview. And so that doesn't seem to me to be commensurate with saying that he has respect for all people's views.
Is this then what we were warned about during the same-sex marriage debate, that it was licensing hate speech disguised as free speech?
Well, in a way. So what happened in the same-sex marriage debate was that people who are opposed to same-sex marriage said, if we get same-sex marriage, it will mean that people who are opposed to it on religious grounds won't be able to say what they want. Now, we do have same-sex marriage and marriage equality in Australia now, but that's not the reason why Israel Folau has found himself in trouble. The reason why Israel Folau has found himself in trouble is because his employer has a perfectly reasonable social media policy that says when members of the game, particularly role models and prominent members of the game, engage in social media, they need to do it in a way that doesn't harm vulnerable members of the community. And their view, from what they've done to him in terms of his employment contract, is that he has breached that policy. So no, I don't think that what we're seeing is that because we have marriage equality now, that therefore people like Israel Folau are suffering from not having freedom. Although I do think there are people who would try to make that argument, but I think that's an incorrect argument.
Catherine Gelber, thank you very much for speaking with PM.
Thank you.
Catherine Gelber is a professor of public policy at the University of Queensland.